Our story begins at the Westside Hospital, where Raven is talking with Charlie and Gretchen in the third floor waiting room when Mac walks up.
Hey, is there any word on Blake from Dr. Reed?
Blake has been stabilized, but that's all we know.
Well, I'm hoping the information I gave him may have helped.
What do you mean?
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
Look, I don't want to get into all the sordid details, but I have reason to believe that Matt may have been poisoning Blake.
What?
Charlie, Matt isn't who he says he is, and he's not someone we can trust, as we've already figured out. I told Dr. Reed that he should look for possible poisons that may not be immediately traceable in Blake's blood work.
Why would Matt try to poison Blake? I thought they were happily reunited. Because he isn't really Matt. I don't get it.
Look, it's complicated, and the police are involved, but just know that as of today, Matt should never be allowed anywhere near Blake again.
At Wilson's Diner, Dara and Clint are sitting at a corner table having dinner when Bobby walks over.
Hey, you guys.
Hi, Bobby. How are you?
Kind of busy today. I don't suppose you've heard any news about Stacy.
No, nothing. Chuck talked to her mom and there's nothing new to report.
I talked to her mother the other day, too. That woman is quite interesting.
What are you talking about?
Well, she was a little out of it, for one. If I didn't know any better, I'd swear she was coming on to me.
Back at the Westside Hospital, Raven is talking with Mac in the third floor waiting room.
Mac, I'm going to head home and relieve the babysitter. Connie's going to stop by in an hour or so to watch Marty, and then I'll be back.
Okay, I'll give you a call if anything changes here.
I hate leaving at a time like this.
I know, but there's nothing any of us can really do anyway. I don't want to leave because I'm waiting for that imposter to come back. He's in for a rude awakening.
Just remember, it's a hospital.
Don't worry. I'm going to let Joe handle him this time.
Good. I'll be back as soon as I can.
All right.
Oh, I love you, Mac.
Love you too, babe.
At a rundown building just down the street from the Westside Hospital, Stacy suddenly bolts out of the entrance door onto the sidewalk, gasping for breath.
Oh my God, I have to get out of here. Help! Somebody help me!
Damn it! I never have the right change for these things.
You have to help me.
Whoa, who are you?
Please help me.
Ew, beat it. What's wrong with you? I'm not giving you any money, so get lost.
I have to get out of here. Oh no, it's him. I have to go.
Hey, that's my car, you bitch!
I'm sorry! Thank God. Get out of the way!
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.